Facebook parent company Meta released Instagram Threads last week. It's a new text-based social media app. It's an attempt to capture, in part, the significant number of Twitter users who are unhappy with changes made to the platform since its acquisition by Elon Musk. Threads is not the first social media platform to try to entice Twitter users, but so far it seems to be the most successful. Over the weekend, it hit 100 million signups already. Our next guest is here to talk about what Threads has to offer compared to Twitter and other alternatives and how likely it is to come out on top and what it all means for your social media experience. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're curious about this Threads thing, want to figure out if it's right for you, our guest has not one, not two, but three Threads accounts already. If you have been a Twitter user now or in the past, have you noticed changes since Elon Musk entered the picture? Have you been looking for an alternative? Have you tried Threads? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on a different platform, the Ideas Network Facebook page. Steve Knoll is a digital marketing professor specializing in social media at Madison Area Technical College. Steve, welcome back to the studio.
Great for having me again.
Now, Threads, let's start with the new kid here, Steve. What is it doing? How close is it to Twitter? How is it, if in any significant way, different from a Twitter?
Well, the one thing about Threads is that it's not a standalone social media app. It's actually a offshoot of Instagram. You have to have an Instagram account with the Instagram app, then you can download Threads and then link that to Instagram. So, and the idea is that Instagram is about pictures and video, where Threads is going to be more about text and ideas. And so they're meant to be companion pieces, but of course everybody is talking about, is this the Twitter killer app?
And how? What do you think so far, based on what, a week of usage?
Yeah, not even a week, and they've already surpassed 100 million signups. Mm. So it's been a crazy week. So it definitely has some things in common. You know, the big thing about Twitter, the thing that people have always been attracted to Twitter is a social medium that exists in the right now. When you post on Twitter, you're talking about what is happening at this very moment. A lot of social mediums have a lag time to them. Facebook, for example, if I post something right now, you might see it right now. You might not see it till Saturday. Where Twitter was unique in that, you know, anything over 20 minutes or so was considered old news. And there aren't a lot of other social mediums that operate in that real-time moment. Snapchat is probably the closest thing to it. And that's the big question: why will Threads take off and become the next real-time communication tool?
Now, looking at Twitter, it didn't have the numbers. It never had the numbers of Facebook or Instagram. But we talk about it a lot, I think, because it had an outsized influence, in part because of that immediacy.
Yes.
Can you talk about why we talk about Twitter and what might try to replace it?
Well, and that's the thing is, though, you know, the last time that Twitter reported subscriber numbers, and that was before Elon Musk bought it, it was about 220, 230 million users, which is a very, very large number. But when you consider Instagram as 2 billion users, you know, Twitter was always one-tenth the size of you know, Facebook and Instagram. But that real-time component and the ability to spread the word almost instantly and globally was really an unprecedented tool in the social media arena. And that's the interesting thing is, you know, the last 6 months has been, let's just say, quite interesting watching Twitter. And there has been a question as, you know, Twitter itself is morphing into something different. And even without the rise of Threads, there was question as to whether or not Twitter was sustainable. So it's hard to say that the timing. I think Mark Zuckerberg and Meta lucked out on their timing. Obviously, they didn't just build Threads in 6 months. They've probably been working on this for several years. But they really lucked out in terms of it's the right app at the right time. And I think that that is what really translated into this massive growth. But we'll see if it's just a try it and check it out, or if it's going to be an ongoing, I'm going to check it every single day.
Now, what changes have happened at Twitter since Elon Musk bought it that has some users heading for the exit or at least curious enough to try something that does the same sort of stuff?
Well, one of the big things is obviously he has really thrown moderation out the window, you know, and that as a result, there's a lot of it's very complicated to say, a lot of, you know, let's just say it, racists.
Yeah, a lot of Nazis.
Really embraced Twitter. All of a sudden, they have a platform, and they have a person that says, hey, it's okay to be open about being a Nazi, you know, and as a result, they've really gravitated to Twitter, and as a result, advertisers have really ran away, because if you're trying to sell paper towels, do you really want your ad right next to the posting of something that's really racist and offensive? So from a business standpoint, you know, Twitter, in one way, he said, oh, I want it to be the ultimate free speech tool, and it doesn't matter what the speech is. There's going to be stuff you don't like, but I'm not going to censor anything. Of course, he's already censoring stuff that he doesn't like. Like Threads, there were things last week where he was pulling down stuff already, which I had to kind of chuckle. I'm like, well, the ultimate free speech tool is turned into really the ultimate censorship tool.
Talking to Steve Knoll from Madison College, digital marketing professor there, specializing in social media. We are looking at this new social media platform, Threads, a lot of initial interest. Will that grow? Will that persist? And other efforts to replace Twitter. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What, if anything, is your social media diet? Were you? Are you a Twitter user? Have you looked to something else? Have you tried Threads already? Mastodon, Blue Sky, another one, a T2. The list goes on and on. Join in at 800-642-1234. Steve, before Threads, I dropped a couple other names there. Mm-hmm. There's this Mastodon. It's a little... I've peeked at it.
It's
a little tricky to get into, but a lot of the people get into it seem to really like it. It works a little different.
And Blue Sky is another one that is also, you have to get an invitation. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Blue Sky is being backed by Jack Dorsey, who was one of the CEOs of Twitter before Musk took over. So they're all relatively similar in that they offer a real-time communication platform to, you know, share stuff and talk about stuff. And the whole thing is all really based around this idea of real time. The difference with these other apps is that none of them have really built a critical mass. Blue Sky is probably the biggest competitor, and it's at about 250,000 users. So, you know, Threads is at 100 million users. You know, so when you compare the two of them, it's really hard to get critical mass for like a pop culture moment on such an app that has such small reach. You know, if there's a big moment with a big celebrity and everybody's going online to talk about that, you know, the reach of these smaller apps, it's just not there in order for them to become culturally relevant as a communication tool. I think they want to grow and get there, but they don't really have the backing of something else. You know, Threads had the backing of Instagram, and then obviously Meta, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. That's a lot of backing, and I think that really gave them the leg up. Having said that, though, you know, Threads is starting to reach the end of its thread in terms of what it does, and I think that was on purpose. I think they're going to release a version 2 very soon. It certainly is missing some stuff. You know, Twitter is still a more attractive platform in terms of what it does, but the content on Twitter has just become so toxic, and that's the big question is what's going to happen there.
Now, one thing I think people who like to be on social media sometimes reach a limit of how much they want the whole world to be participating in their conversation. Mm-hmm. They want to sort of make their own community on whatever that platform is and say, yeah, I don't want to see you and you and you on this platform. I just want to see my buddies and this celebrity I'm following or whatever. How customizable, say, is Threads right now to see what somebody wants to see and forget about the rest?
Well, and that's what's missing, is right now when you go on Threads, you only get their curated stream. And that stream is a combination of people that you do follow along with other people that the algorithm figures out that you probably would have an interest in following. So I've been pleasantly happy as how quickly it figured me out and started recommending stuff that I actually am interested in. I was happy that the stuff that I'm seeing is stuff that I'm interested in, and it's not a lot of junk that I have no interest in. However, I'm definitely missing the ability to just say, hey, I just want to talk to my friends. I just want to talk to these small people. You know, Twitter does offer the ability to, you know, you can look at your followers or you can look at their curated stream. Threads only has the curated stream. This is why I'm convinced this is a version one app, because Threads 2.0, which the other question is when will that drop? A week, a month, you know, I think that's the first thing that they will add to is I think they want people to have, you know, a large built up following initially. Then they're going to introduce the ability to kind of separate those out and saying, hey, do you want the full everything that's out there or do you just want to curate your own community? And I think that'll be next. I just don't know when.
Now, we heard on the Ideas Network Facebook page about Twitter here. Darlene writes, deleted my account the day Elon Musk took over. And John writes, I ditched Twitter the day Elon took over. I don't know. Is there that much visceral reaction just to him, regardless of the changes he made? Yeah. And are people like loving the warm and cuddly Mark Zuckerberg so much that he's going to draw them to Threads?
I wouldn't call Mark Zuckerberg warm and cuddly. Well, definitely not.
I'm being a little ironical.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and again, Zuckerberg and the whole Meta company with Facebook and Instagram, they definitely have some, you know, privacy issues that have always been ongoing. I've been on here before talking about this stuff that still needs work. You know, the big thing with Musk taking over Twitter is, you know, he really presented himself as this visionary and this humanist. And then once he got his toy, we really learned a new side of him. And he's really showed his cards in terms of how he really feels. And he's really alienated a lot of people. And I think it's ironic that, you know, his other big company is Tesla, an electric company that probably has an audience base of a lot of progressive-minded people. But yet, Elon Musk has absolutely embraced the conservative, radical, racist side. And that's unfortunate that he's really embraced that. You know, it's not even like, you know, I'm going to welcome everybody. He's definitely said, I'm going to welcome everybody, but especially these people. And I think that stuff, A, has absolutely freaked out Madison Avenue in terms of like advertising. And then also it just turned off a lot of people on Twitter. I mean, I'm still on Twitter. I still look at it, but I am probably down to maybe 10% of the time that I spent on it that I was. And a lot of it really is I'm checking Twitter to see how much people are talking about Threads.
We're talking to digital marketing and social media expert Steve Knoll from Madison College, looking at the new Instagram Threads. That's a recently released, in effect, Twitter competitor from Meta. That's the parent company of Facebook. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What social media platforms do you use? What have you moved away from? Are you a current or former Twitter user? What do you think of changes there? Have you sought out the new Threads to try it, or Mastodon, or Blue Sky, or the other potential replacements? Join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your experiences, your questions. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with social media expert Steve Knoll from Madison College about the newest, so far in terms of numbers, most successful entry into the ranks of Twitter competitors, Instagram Threads. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. How about you? Have you checked out this new Instagram Threads? Are you going to wait and see if friends and family get onto it? If so, does that make you more or less likely to get onto it yourself? What social media do you like? What do you like about social media? What features do you hate about social media? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Steve, nobody wants to talk to us on the phone about this, but we've heard from some more people online. Marcia wrote, dear friends, I don't do Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Won't be doing Threads. Facebook is all the aggravation I can handle. And I bet Marcy is not alone. I think probably a lot of people have some level of social media burnout or a ceiling on how much they want to invest their time in social media.
Well, and my question is, I always tell people, you don't need to be on social media. This isn't something you have to do. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a social pressure to be on it. But, you know, Facebook is still the biggest social network. There isn't even a close number two. It's not going anywhere. And, you know, it is designed, you know, for ideas and communication. It's pretty good with video and pictures. It kind of does everything, but, you know, certainly it's not you know, trendy and exciting. But as a result, Facebook has kind of gravitated to the over 30 audience. But really, that's where the consumers are. And from a money standpoint, I think they're happy about that.
Now, Mark Zuckerberg said something like, talking about Threads here, he'd like a platform like this with a billion or 2 billion people on it. He said something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, with the spread of information as it worked on Twitter with a much smaller number of people, like, is there a sense that Meta, mm-hmm. right, the Facebook and Instagram company, could sort of track and stop the flow of disinformation on a billion plus platform in a Twitter style?
Well, and that is a big question. The spread of misinformation is an ongoing problem with social media. I think it always will be an ongoing problem. I did have to chuckle over the weekend. I did read some reports about some, let's just say, Nazis who were complaining that they were on Threads and already were getting kicked off. And to me, that kind of made me smile. I'm like, good, because we don't want that stuff on it. And, you know, right now, in order to moderate that stuff, no human being can moderate this stuff. A lot of this moderation has to go through computers first and AI programs doing it. And we've shown that those programs aren't perfect, because a lot of time there's intent behind what is being said. And without that intent, something could be taken out of context. So this is a really complex problem that all the tech companies are working on. So it's always going to be a problem. It's always going to be an issue. Right now, if a big company has to deal with this, I'm glad it's Meta. You know, they're far from perfect. They definitely have issue, but I think that they're the ones that are trying the hardest, even though they're not perfect, you know, and then you only ever hear about when they mess up. You never hear when they succeed. You only hear about when they mess up. But if you really look at their hit to miss ratio, it's pretty good, you know, compared to Twitter, which is basically a dumpster fire at this point. So, again, it's not a problem. No, again, can they scale this up to 2 billion users? Ooh, you know, that's kind of a freaky thing. But, you know, they're at 100 billion and they haven't, 100 million. Mm-hmm. Add a few zeros. And there haven't been any, like, reports of outages or crashes, you know, anything significant like that. That's impressive. For an app launching virtually with no problem, that does show that they've got some infrastructure behind this.
Now, how about, this is something we've been talking about for years, Steve, privacy and our personal mm-hmm. information. Is there anything about, you know, leaping onto a new platform like Threads that's going to give up more about us than we're already giving up if, say, we're just on Facebook?
No. You have to remember, this isn't a new platform. This is a spinoff mm-hmm. of Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, if you have your privacy settings set, which I'm going to say it again, people need to check their privacy settings. If you have that stuff turned on, if you've got it curated as to what you're comfortable with sharing, Threads will follow what Instagram is doing. It's not collecting anything new. It's not doing anything that Instagram isn't already doing. So if you feel safe and comfortable with Instagram, you should feel safe and comfortable with Threads. The biggest problem right now is consumers and users just do not take the time and effort to make sure their settings are set properly and that they understand what the apps are collecting and curating that information. That's up to the users. You can't complain that these companies are, like, following you around when you're not taking the time to properly set them up.
Now, let's talk about what gets served up to us by the algorithms here. Mm-hmm. I haven't done Threads yet myself. Mm-hmm. Maybe I never will. I don't know. But as you mentioned, the algorithm gives us suggested for us stuff based on our other mm-hmm. thread follows. And I see on Facebook, there's, you know, my friends, there's my groups. Great. Mm-hmm. They're sponsored. All right. I know somebody's giving money there. And then they're suggested for you.
Mm-hmm.
By who? The algorithm. There, like, do we know what's in the black box that says, yeah, Rob, you got to see this?
Well, you can actually go into your account and see the listing of all the stuff that it's using to create those suggestions. It's actually quite fascinating to go in there and look at that. If you go into your account setting, mm-hmm. you can actually see that stuff. So now, the one thing about Threads that is definitely not there, advertising.
Yet.
And that's why I'm also convinced this is a version one, because there's no way that this will not have advertising. But I think they want to really give people a commercial-free experience initially, Also, too, they probably need to figure out, you know, and I think it's interesting how even though Threads is a, you know, a companion to Instagram, I'm already going through and curating my Threads account to be different from my Instagram account in terms of who I'm following, in terms of who I'm allowing to follow me. So I think that that's part of it is this is, I don't want to say this is a beta period, but I think that that's what they're doing is they're letting people kind of get comfortable with it before they introduce these other features, before they introduce advertising. And also too, I have to admit, you know, within a few minutes of setting up Threads, it was already figuring out what I like. And it was figuring out in a way that I was happy with. It was showing me stuff I actually wanted to see. And that made me impressed.
Just our last minute or so, Steve, what is on your eye that maybe isn't in the media yet in social media? What is on the horizon you're watching?
Well, the big question is Twitter is obviously threatening to sue Threads and shut that down. I think that's just showing that Twitter is definitely terrified of this. Now, you know, Twitter doesn't have to release numbers anymore. They don't have to release subscribers now that it's privately held. But, you know, people who look at, like, data and how much internet data is going to the Twitter website, in the last 3 months, Twitter has absolutely been on a downward spiral. But the last 5 days, it has fallen off a cliff. And for anyone that's an investor, anyone that's an advertiser, this is some really shocking numbers. So my big question, what's on the horizon, is really not about Threads. It's really what's going to happen to Twitter because it's not sustainable. So we'll see. It's either that or they're going to introduce holograms.
Steve, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us again.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That's Steve Knoll, digital marketing professor specializing in social media at Madison Area Technical College. He joined us to talk about the recent entry of Instagram Threads into the social media landscape. Still time for you to share your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. Are you an early adopter? Or are you going to wait and see? Or just plain forget about it? Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@wpr.org.